Thank you for those beautiful songs. With sweet Holy Ghost ministering to her heart and to us. So listen attentively and pray much. Good to have his mom with us, Miss Sheena, and his girlfriend, Miss Carrie, with us tonight. Always blessed to have you. Would you please come, Mr. Luke, and share what God has put on your heart? Let me pray with you.
Lord Jesus, this is your servant.
I pray, Father, that your name be lifted up through the precious word of God, that you will anoint him, use him for your glory. And I want to thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Good evening. It's always a pleasure to get to come back to Fletcher and present the word of God. Tonight, the scripture will be found in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 17, familiar text. And when you found your place, if you would please stand. The last time we were here, I asked y'all to pray for me because I was getting my wisdom teeth out, and I told you that it'd be the last time that I had a decent amount of wisdom, and the surgery was successful, and I no longer have those teeth in my head, so I now no longer have the wisdom that I once had, so bear with me tonight. Once you found your place, the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 17, and we'll begin reading in verse number 32. The Bible says, "And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." And then in verse 37 it says, "And David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee." I want to preach on this thought: God's got this. Let us pray. Dear Lord, I thank you, God, for this day, Lord, and I thank you, God, for everything that you've done for me, Lord. Lord, I thank you, God, for your message, God, that you've laid upon our heart tonight, God. Lord, I pray tonight, God, that you would help us to proclaim your gospel tonight, Lord, the way that you'd have us to proclaim it, God. Lord, that someone here might be helped, God. Lord, that someone online might be helped, God. Lord, that your name would be exalted, God. Lord, I pray tonight, Lord, that you would open the hearts and the minds of your people, God. Lord, they'd be receptive to your word. Lord, would you help us to preach your word tonight? In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. So we see here in our journey up to where we just read, we see that there has been a battle that has begun to take place. The Philistines has came up against the Israelites, and they're both on each different side. And we see that there is a man named Goliath, and he is a giant, and he is face up against the Israelites, and he's mocking God and he's cursing God. And we see that David is here on the scene, and he's talking to Saul about what's going on. But I want to take a step back into 1 Samuel chapter 16 to kind of build up to where we are at that point. We see the first point that David was overlooked. He had some obstacles in his life leading up to where he is here. I want to look at this point. David was overlooked. The Bible says in verse number 1 of chapter 16, "And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go, and I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take a heifer with thee, and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord, and call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou shalt do, and thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, comest thou peacefully? And he said, peacefully, I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass when they were come that he looked at Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as a man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. And then Jesse called Abinadab, and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. Then Jesse made Shammah to pass by, and he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. Again Jesse made 7 of his sons passed before Samuel, and Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord hath not chosen these. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, and withal of beautiful countenance, and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day. So we see that David has been overlooked in his life so far. We see that Samuel has been asked of God to come and anoint the new king because Saul has been sinful. And so God is fleeing from Saul. And so now he's wanting a new king to be anointed. And so Samuel does what the Lord has asked him to do. And he goes to the house of Jesse, and Jesse brings all of his sons to pass before. But the one son he left out was David. He left David up in the field tending to the sheep. And he put all the sons in front of David and overlooked the youngest of the sons. But the youngest of the sons is the one that God wanted. David did not ask to be anointed of the Lord. David, he was doing what he was called to do. He was just doing and keeping and feeding the sheep as he was supposed to do. Jesse, his own father, put others before him. I wonder how that might have sat with David, that he was overlooked. I don't really think that David really minded that he was overlooked. David went through that and he was overlooked, but he did what God had called him to do. God did not want those 7. He wanted David. I'm going to tell you something today, that the world will overlook you. I wonder tonight, have you ever been overlooked? The world will overlook you. But you can now know, and your family will overlook you, but you can rest assured that God will not overlook you, that God cares for you. It says, for the Lord seeth not as a man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. And then we know that the Spirit of the Lord fled from Saul, and we see that Saul was troubled. So he sent for somebody to help him not be so troubled anymore. He told his messengers, he said, I'm troubled. The Spirit of the Lord has fled me, and I feel that an evil presence has come about me. And so they sinned, and they said, and it says in verse 18 of chapter 16, it says, then answered one of the servants and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse the Bethlehemite that is cunning and playing, and a mighty valiant man, and a man of war, and a prudent in matters, and a comely person, and the Lord is with him. And so we see that Saul sends for David, and it says, and David came to Saul and stood before him, and he loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. And Saul sent to Jesse, saying, let David, I pray thee, stand before me, for he hath found favor in my sight. And it came to pass, when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took a harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. You see, David was faithful in doing what he was called to do. He was faithful in tending to the sheep. He was faithful in staying where he was supposed to stay. And God took him from the fields to the throne room, to the king's room. And that's what happened to you if you're saved tonight. He took you from where you were lost in sin, and he took you and gave you access to the throne room. Tonight you have access to God, to talk to God. And so now we see, when we come to the text, that there is a battle going on. And so David, he's been with Saul all this time, and now the battle is on. So Saul has left to go see what's going on in this battle. And so David has a little bit of room to go about. David could have went on vacation, but the Bible says that David went home to feed his father's sheep. And so he went home to do more work. He could have went on vacation. He's been working for the king all this time. He could have said, you know what? I've had it. I'm going to take a little break while the king's away. While the king's away, I'm going to take a break. But no, he said, I'm going to go home and I'm going to work for my father. And so we know that David's over there keeping the sheep for his father. And Jesse says, my other sons are in battle over there. Go check on them. Take them some food. Let me know how the battle's going. So David goes over there, and he's walking, and he's going, and he gets over there, and he hears of somebody across the way mocking and cursing God. And so David hears what Goliath is saying. Goliath is mocking and cursing God, and David is outraged that someone would say such things about his God and about his people. And so David is ready to fight. And so secondly, we see that David is outweighed. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 17, verse number 4, it says, "And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span, and he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass, and he had greaves of brass upon his legs, and a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield went before him." So we see that Goliath is much bigger than David is, yet David is ready to fight. We see this description of just how big Goliath is. I imagine that Goliath, it says he's really tall. He's about 9 foot tall and some, and then he's got all this armor on, so you can imagine just how big and wide he truly is. He's not just tall and skinny, he's tall and built. And so we see that Goliath is out here mocking, and David is ready to fight. But David has a problem. He's outweighed. Now, David could have quit and said, "You know what? I'm not cut out for this fight. I'm supposed to be taking care of my father's sheep right now. I'm going to go home and not worry about this battle. This can be for somebody else." He could have said, "You know, I may have been anointed the king, but Saul's still the king, so I'm going to let this be Saul's problem." He said, "I could have quit." He said, he could have quit right there if he wanted to. But David did not quit. I think about somebody else that had the opportunity to quit, but did not. And his name is Jeremiah the prophet. Jeremiah the prophet, he said, "Lord, you've deceived me. Lord, you've done me wrong. Lord, I've been faithful to you, but yet you have left me here." And he said, "And I'm not going to speak your name. I'm not going to mention you." And then he said, "But your word is like a fire burning in my bones, burning in my soul." And so he said, "I can't quit when there's a fire." And that's what David has got going on here. He cannot quit because God has called him to do something. God has called him into this battle. And so this may be a battle that he's outweighed on. This may be a battle that he's outmanned on. It says that there was an armor bearer. So David knows that there's two guys that he may have to potentially fight. Goliath may have some other friends on the other side. He may have some other family on the other side. But he said, "I'm not going to quit because I'm going to do what God's called me to do." You know, in today's world, we got a lot of Christians that just like to sit back and we like to quit. We get in a big way and something happens and we get discouraged and we get down. So we stay off the battlefield and we quit. We become sideline Christians. We like to just give up and walk away from what God's called us to do. But that's not what David did, and that's not what we need to do today. We need to be ready and willing to do what God's called us to do, to fight for what God has called us to do, because that is what God wants us to do. David says, "I can't quit and I won't quit." And so we see, thirdly, that David was ordained. The Bible says in chapter 16, verse 13, it says, "Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward." You see, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David. David says, "I'm not afraid of this giant because the Spirit of the Lord is with me." Tonight, I tell you, if you're saved, you have the Spirit of the Lord living inside of you. You may have some giants in your life, but you do not need to be afraid of those giants tonight, because you have one with you that walks with you and talks with you. You may not be able to see him, but you walk with him and you can talk with him and you can trust him through everything. He's going to take care of your problems. He can fight your giants for you. He can fight your battles for you. All you have to do is trust in him tonight. And so we see that what David has said, he said in verse 34 of chapter 17, he says, "And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock, and I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. And thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of the Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. You see, David's saying, God has delivered me out of some issues before. He said, I was out in a field and a lion come against me. And I was out in a field and a bear come against me. But God delivered me. And there is no doubt that God will deliver me out of this Philistine's hand, that God will deliver the Israelites out of the hand of this giant. I wonder tonight, that's David's testimony that he's speaking to Saul. I wonder tonight, do you have some testimonies in your life that you can say, I fought the lion, I fought the bear, but God will help me through this next one. God will help me through this next battle that I go through. I get to thinking about a football team or a basketball team. I like sports pretty good. And you know, you come into a group huddle before the game starts and the coach comes in, he gives you a little pep talk. But right here, the coach would be King Saul. And King Saul's not looking too peppy. But the team captain, which would be David, comes walking in, and he says, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul stepped back, and he said, go, and the Lord be with thee. You see, David just fired up the cap, just fired up the coach. He just fired up the king by saying, the Lord will be with me. He'll deliver me out of this hand of this Philistine. If you're saved today, God will deliver you out of whatever issue that you face. I see fourthly, and I'll be done, that David was offended. Goliath has offended God by mocking him. So in offending God, he's offended David. And in offending David, he's offended God. And so we see that Goliath slandered God and David. And so David is going into battle with this Philistine. In verse 38, it says, and Saul armed David with his armor, and he put a helmet of brass upon his head, and also armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off of him. You see, David goes into this battle and he doesn't even have armor on, but he don't have physical armor on. I don't know, but in the book of Ephesians chapter number 6, it tells us about the armor of God. I believe that David has the armor of God upon him. He don't need the armor of a man because he has the armor of God. He's got the armor upon him of the Lord. And so we see that it says, and he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to this Philistine, and the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh to the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give thee the carcass of the host to the Philistines this day, unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. You see, David was just cursed by this man, and David said, I come in the name of the Lord. You see, that's all you have to do when you come into a problem, when you come into a situation, when you come and you start facing your giant, all you have to do is come in the name of the Lord, because the name of the Lord is what will help you win that battle. The Bible says in Galatians chapter number 6, verse 7, it says, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And there is no doubt that Goliath here is sowing his own fate. And so he is fixing to reap what he has sown. And it says, and it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slung it. and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine, and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him, and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. So we see that David has come in the name of the Lord, and he slung the stone, and he has killed the giant. The Goliath mocked God, and now Goliath has fallen. And so all the Philistine armies, they run away because their champion has been defeated. I imagine that this stone that David might have been slinging, I imagine that he went down and he was picking up some stones and he was thinking about, you know, this might be a good one. And I think as he reached in that bag to pull it out to go and sling it towards that enemy, that he might have prayed over it. You know, the armor of God, it's the one thing that's the best tool in the armor of God is the power of prayer. And so I believe that David said a tiny little prayer over that. God, just direct this right there at that enemy. And he slung it. And I imagine that that stone was a heat-seeking missile from heaven above. And it took that enemy right out. I get to thinking about how Jesus said, I will never leave you or forsake you. You see, just as David fought this battle against Goliath, we can fight our battles just like that. All we have to do is pray and seek God's face, because we know that Jesus will never leave us and that he'll never forsake us. You see, David was ordained. David was overlooked. David was outmanned. He was outweighed, but yet he still prevailed in this battle. Why? Because God sought him through. God had a purpose for David. And so David fought this battle and won and prevailed against the giant. And tonight you can prevail against whatever type of giant is in your life. I don't know what your giant may be tonight. You may be in a giant of circumstance, a giant of finances. You might be having a giant of economy or something in that nature. You may have a giant of health, but I don't know what it is. But you have a giant tonight. Every one of us has a giant in our life, and we can defeat that giant with the Lord. And all we have to do is trust God through it all. And so I get to thinking, last week we had popcorn preaching at my church. And for those that don't know what popcorn preaching is, it's where the young preachers get 5 minutes apiece to preach. And my girlfriend's brother, Justin Bates, he preached right before me. And he was preaching about calloused Christians. And he got to talking about how he enjoys giving hugs to his father, how much that means to him, but how much more it means to give a hug to your heavenly Father. And I got to really thinking about that this week and really just grasping what truly he was saying about the Father, the heavenly Father up above, giving us a hug. And so I believe that as David is out here fighting this battle, as he was out there tending to the sheep, that God just had him wrapped up in his arms in a great big hug. As he goes out and he gets ordained, I believe that he's got him in a great big hug. As he's being outmanned and cussed and mocked at, that God's with him. God's giving him a great big hug. And as he defeats that giant, God is giving him a great big hug. If you'd stand to your feet, I want to tell you tonight that whatever situation that you are facing, God has got this. Do not quit and do not give up. God is on your side. And if God is for you, who can be against you? Pastor.